My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. I'm a solo builder, and even though I picture myself as, in the words of my friend Eric, 180 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal, I'm more like 155 pounds of scrawny and odd. So when I need to move heavy, awkward things, which I do all the time, I need to come at it creatively. Here's an example. I had a pile of sheetrock, maybe 10 foot lengths, leaning against a wall. Space was tight, and I needed to move that stack about 3 feet sideways. Sheetrock comes in pairs, held together with paper taped edges. To work with it, you pull the tape to separate the sheets. Given space, I can carry pairs of 10 footers. It's not great fun, but I can do it. I didn't feel like separating my sheets into singles for a short-term move, and like I said, space was tight and it was an awkward move. Whenever I stack sheetrock against a wall, I always put it up on scrap lumber. In this case, I had them on scrap 4x4s. I do this so I can get my hands under the sheets for picking them up and setting them down. I looked around for inspiration to ease the move and noticed some scrap 3-inch PVC. Perfect. I laid one length of the scrap PVC on the floor perpendicular to the sheetrock closer to one end. I tilted up the edge of my rock and placed it on the PVC. Now I could easily drag the pairs the few feet I needed to move them. If you're ever getting a delivery of sheetrock boomed through a window, here's a tip a driver showed me years ago. Cut the bottom out of a spackle bucket or any 5-gallon plastic pail. Then slice that plastic tube lengthwise. Slide the cut plastic tube over your windowsill. It's easy to slide the sheetrock in the window over the split pail. And here's another thing to keep in mind about sheetrock. It's best, but not always possible, to store it flat. If you have to leave a stack tilted against a wall, make sure you have a block secured to the floor to keep the bottom from kicking out. And when you leave for the day, place a block at the top as well to keep it from coming down on a curious visitor. Have some information you'd like to share on the sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.